Hi guys, Miss Cynthia here, and thanks so much for joining me today on Listen and Learn with Me podcast. I hope that you are doing very well, and I hope that you have had an amazing day. If you are a new listener here, thank you so much for tuning in. I'm so glad that you found us. I'm so excited to have you here, and I hope that you enjoy today's episode. I say it every week to all the new listeners. If you get a free moment, please feel free to go back over the course of the next few days and the next few weeks and listen to the previous episodes that we have recorded in our podcast. A lot of those episodes, it's valuable information for you, information that will be beneficial to you in your everyday life. And a lot of our episodes, I interview some of your peers, so you get to hear life from their hilarious perspective. So feel free to go back and listen to those episodes. And again, I hope you enjoyed today. Regular listeners, thank you so much for tuning in. You know, I'm always glad to have you on board. You coming back each week and enjoying each episode lets me know that I am doing something correct on this end. I'm listening to your comments as they come through. I listen to your voice messages as they come through, encouraging me as I encourage you. So keep sending feedback in, keep sending topics for me to discuss in, and we will keep moving forward. So I always say, it's Friday, right? My day has gone well. It's been a nice and relaxing day for me. I know some of you guys in other parts of the country receive snow. Some of you are experiencing spring or summer-like temperatures. I wish I was where you are. Here in my state of Georgia, where I am now, it's pretty chilly outside. But in my other state of Missouri, where we have our other Listen and Learn virtual office, it is very, very cold there. They actually had snow there a few days ago. So shout out to you kiddos in Missouri. I hope you guys are doing well. I know you're doing well because I just saw some of you a little while ago. But thanks so much for connecting with me. Today, we're going to have a mini episode. I definitely want all of you, each and every one of you, to be sure that you go back and listen to the previous episodes, okay? So today's episode is going to be positive words for you, but because we are, you know, just starting out February, we've had about 5-6 weeks pass for this year. I want you to go back and review the content, okay? That's always important to review the content. And you might say, well, Miss Cynthia, going back to review is kind of boring. But going back to review really helps you expand your knowledge. It really helps you increase your skills. And it's really good to have a refresher of content. So instead of me going over a new topic today, I'm going to focus on positive words for you and positive words to you, okay? These are just a few words and phrases that I like to share with my kiddos each week, whether it's before we start a social session, in the middle of a social session, or at the end of a social session, okay? I almost got tongue twisted on those words. Did you all hear that? That could have definitely been a blooper. But I like to keep those words, positive words of encouragement, throughout the course of our sessions so that the kiddos that I work with and connect with, they will know that they are great. And so for those of you who are across the globe, whether you're in a different state and I don't see you, but you listen to the podcast, I want to share some of those amazing phrases with you, okay? My first one that I tell the kiddos is keep being amazing. And I have hundreds, literally hundreds of phrases that I share. I'm just going to share a few of them with you all today, okay? Keep being amazing. You are a star. You are my sunshine, because my students are my sunshine, and so is my daughter. She's still my sunshine, even though she's an adult. You rock. You are the absolute best. Keep being awesome. Believe in yourself. Be brave. Be bold. Respect yourself. Love yourself. And this one is the last one on our list for today. And it's really almost one of my favorites. I love them all, but this one's really one of my favorites. And before I say it, I want you all to be sure that you're taking your notes and your listen and learn journal. If you don't have a listen and learn journal, be sure that you have your pen and paper, and know that you can always pause this podcast episode, write the notes down, restart it so that you can listen and learn, okay? But this last phrase is really one of my absolute phrases, because it's slam-packed with so much positivity. And the phrase is, you are outstanding just the way you are. You are outstanding just the way you are. Okay? And so what I would like for you all to do with these phrases is, I would like for you to pick your favorite one of the phrases that are on this list. If none of these are your favorite, find one or create one that works perfectly for you. Write it on a piece of paper, a large poster board, whatever you feel comfortable doing, and put it where you could see it first thing in the morning. If you want to put all of these phrases on a poster board or on your bathroom counter or on your nightstand in your bed, in your kitchen, in your living room, in your playroom, put them somewhere where you can see them in your home, and then say them each time you see them, okay? And you can use any tense you want. You could say you are a star, or you could say I am a star. However you want to display it in your home, go for it, okay? And the more you do that, and the more you speak that positivity into your little lives, the more you will believe it if you don't believe it, okay? And if you do believe it, the more confident you will become each and every day, okay? So know that I feel that way about you all. You all are outstanding. You're awesome. You are excellent just the way that you are. Keep being amazing, okay, guys? Because you are a star. Each of you. Each of you are a star. All right? Thank you for listening. Parents, thank you for having your kiddos tune in. You all are amazing too. Keep encouraging your kiddos with these phrases, and let them know that they are great, okay? A lot of times kiddos can get in a space to where they may not feel that way as they grow older, and they may say, hey, you know, I don't like how I look, or I don't like how I feel. So keep encouraging them. Talk to them in casual conversation and let them know that they're great, okay? If you have any questions about anything, feel free to reach out to me. The website is listenandlearnllc.com. My email address is listenandlearnllc@gmail.com. We have business offices, one physical office in Kennesaw, Georgia. The virtual office is in Zona Rosa, Kansas City, Missouri. Know that we are accepting new students, and we are preparing for the summer in both locations. So If you have any questions, you do have a free consultation with me, a free 30-minute phone consultation with me, and I'm happy to connect with you to learn more about your kiddos and your family and see if I can help you in any way. You can also request a registration packet from me via the email or during our phone consult as well. If you want to connect with us, our business page is on Facebook, and it is Listen and Learn LLC, Kennesaw GA. Cool photos, cool videos. You can like it, and I post the podcast episodes there each week, so you can find us there. You can also find our podcast wherever you listen to your podcast: Anchor.fm, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Amazon Alexa. We are on Good Pods, and we are still number one on Good Pods for education for kids in that category. So I am extremely proud of that. I thank you all for listening. You all are making this happen all across the globe. So thank you for that. I truly appreciate it. The business line is 678-919-2117. And feel free to reach out there if you need to as well. I am available, or I will be available, if you leave a voice message. That's all I have for you all today. I hope you all have fun. Have a great weekend. Enjoy your week. And as I always say, until we meet again, let's boost our social skills. Bye for now.